interior designer turned human resource specialist attempted to lift her arched eyebrows. The mask on her face was drying and beginning to crack, which meant it was time for her to remove it. "I hear you, Nydia. I do miss running my own shop." Twin dimples appeared in Tanya's cheeks as she pursed her lips. "What's stopping you?" she asked Jasmine. "Even if you don't want to go back to interior decorating, you can take Hannah up on her offer to help her run the inn." Jasmine twisted several strands of hair around her forefinger. "It sounds tempting, but I'm not ready to leave New York. Everyone and everything I have is there, and as my parents' only child, I want to be there for them, even though they're still active. They belong to a bowling league and are very involved in their church." "Are they retired?" Nydia asked. "Yes, my father was a high school principal, and my mother a trauma nurse." Tanya crossed her arms under her breasts. "Would they be opposed to moving down here with you?" A beat passed before Jasmine said, "I don't know. They'd have to sell their house, while I'd have to find a buyer for my condo." Nydia made a sucking sound with her tongue and teeth. "I've seen your condo, and trust me, my friend, you wouldn't have a problem unloading it. I've saved enough money for a down payment, but there's no way I'm going to purchase property where my boyfriend can't come up with at least half." Tanya frowned. "I thought you'd stopped seeing him." A slight blush darkened Nydia's gold-brown complexion. "We still talk." Tanya's frown deepened. "Are you talking or sleeping together?" Nydia managed to look contrite. "Both." Jasmine narrowed her eyes. "Didn't you promise us you'd get rid of the bum? Don't be like me, Miha. I know as a woman you have physical needs, but you can't let that cloud your judgment when it comes to letting a man use you, even if it's only for sex. He will keep coming back, talking out the side of his mouth, because he knows you better than you know yourself." "Why do you sound like such a man-hater, Jasmine?" Nydia asked. Jasmine recoiled as if she'd been jabbed with a sharp object. "Is that what you think? That I'm a man-hater because of my lying, cheating-ass ex-husband?" "What else could it be?" Nydia countered. Tanya knew it was time to intervene before the two women said something they'd later regret. Their friendship was still too new, and much too fragile to withstand a barrage of verbal insults. "Calm down, Nydia. Jasmine is trying to look out for you because she doesn't want you to go through what she experienced with a man she loved and trusted. I know nothing about your boyfriend other than what you've told us. But if you were my daughter, I'd tell you what I said the last time we were here. Get rid of him and block his number. You'll never be able to move on until you do. I'm going to ask you one question, and then this topic of conversation is over. Do you love him enough to want to spend the rest of your life with him?" The seconds stretched into a long silence, and then Nydia said, "I don't think so. If that's the case, then kick his sorry ass to the curb," Jasmine whispered. Raising her arms above her head, Nydia exhaled an audible breath. "Maybe I need to get out and find someone else." Jasmine shook her head. "I wouldn't recommend that. Take some time to find out who you are, what you really want in life, and in a man. Otherwise, you'll end up in the same situation just because you don't want to be alone." Tanya nodded. "Jasmine's right." Nydia appeared deep in thought. "Tanya, how long have you been divorced?"
16 years. Samara was 5 when I left my husband. I just couldn't take his wanting to control my life."
"How long were you married?" Nydia asked her.
14 years. I just completed my second year in college when I discovered I was pregnant. Samuel and I married right away, because his father never married his mother, and he always resented that. I was 4 months along when I lost the baby. I went back to college at night and worked at a daycare center during the day, while all Samuel talked about was trying for another baby.